This is Woodlawn Health Doc Talk. I'm Amanda Wild, your host, joined today by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Sheedy from Woodlawn Health. We're talking about something that affects millions of folks, knee replacement surgery. Dr. Sheedy, welcome to the podcast. So glad you could be here to talk about this subject that affects so many people.
Happy to be here.
I know this is one of the most common orthopedic procedures and that people tend to experience a really significant reduction in knee pain after the surgery. But let's begin with the beginning, which is maybe some common signs that might indicate someone needs to see an orthopedic surgeon, that someone may need knee replacement surgery.
The most common thing, of course, is pain in the knees. But I think one of the biggest things is limitations. Once your ability to walk and do the things you enjoy is being interfered with by the amount of pain, not only during the activity, but then paying that price the night after is probably the biggest one I hear. I usually can do okay during the day, but then it's keeping me up at night and I'm unable to do the things that I like to do. So I think once it starts to interfere with your ability to do activities of daily living, etc., you, let alone just fun activities, then it's time to seek a medical professional.
And maybe best to see an orthopedic surgeon like yourself when it's a joint pain.
I would think so. But many people start with their family doctor, and I think that's, well, too, their primary care provider, because they can order the initial x-rays and do part of the workup and try some of the simpler things first. So I don't think that's wrong either to work with your primary care provider and have them refer you on if that's what is the next best step. If it gets to the point of interfering with your life, you're probably going to need an orthopedic surgeon.
So I'm going to ask you, in contrast to that, what you see after someone has had the knee replacement surgery. But first, can you walk us through what that procedure is?
The knee replacements have come a long way. Like I mentioned before, we do utilize computer navigation and robotic assistance, and which help us balance a knee more and get a more feel like the natural knee. So the time of surgery is challenging. There's no doubt about that. Knees definitely present more of a challenge to recovery than, say, a hip replacement or even a shoulder replacement. Knees take a lot of work with the therapist to get you where you want to go, getting your strength and range of motion back after surgery. It's just kind of the nature of knee replacement. It's very demanding in the postoperative period.
So there are post-op visits, physical therapy, and perhaps imaging as well along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. We get the therapists involved right away. Next day, within a couple of days, we need you in therapy, bending, straightening, working on strength, and then following that course, you know, typically in the outpatient setting, we see them at 1 or 2 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks, and then 3 months, 6 months. And typically we follow joint replacement for at least a year to make sure that the patient is advancing and the components are doing well.
So you mentioned a year along the road. How long does it take to completely recover from this procedure?
Again, there's always the lucky folks who within a few months, they feel great. Swelling's gone, no pain, and doing well. But the typical knee replacement patient takes 1 year to fully recover, for all the swelling to go away, all the remodeling to be done, all the strength and range of motion to come back. And there's a lot of coaching along the way, I think, by not only therapists, but medical staff and the surgeons to stay with it and give it the time and effort that it needs.
And what have you seen in terms of the primary benefits of those who have undergone knee replacement surgery?
Well, I think I kind of shared with you about some of the stories already, but the folks who finally pull the trigger, as you will, to when do you know you need a knee replacement? And most orthopedic surgeons tell their patients, you'll know. And many times it's all the things they're missing out with their family or friends that they can't do due to the knee pain, that kind of pushes them to, yeah, I'm ready to meet this challenge and meet the demands of surgery and therapy.
So really, there is a quality of life restored from this surgery. If a patient has one knee operated on, is there a likelihood they'll need surgery on the other knee as well?
Well, I think that's kind of mixed. They many times are having arthritis in both knees, but one is more painful than the other for a multitude of reasons. And replacing one sometimes buys more time for the other. Sometimes we do knee replacements at the same time if they're both quite painful. But typically, I think the majority of patients want to concentrate on one knee at a time, and many times replacing one buys more time for the other.
Doctor, what are the advantages of having your orthopedic procedure done locally at a community hospital like Woodlawn?
I think that we here at Woodlawn provide a great service. And so I think the time that is placed on the amount of therapy you have to do, if you're traveling hours for therapy or appointments or having to travel just to get the care, I think that places an undue burden. And I think we're offering what anyone else can. We do have computer navigation and robotic assistant here at Woodlawn. The community is invested in that through the board and the administration to try and keep us on the cutting edge of all joint replacement, to be honest. So I think we're able to offer right here where your family can be here to support you before and after surgery, that I don't think you have to travel to get the state-of-art care with regards to joint replacement.
Well, Dr. Sheedy, thank you so much for sharing your expertise today and offering these valuable insights into knee replacement and for all you do to support patients through their journey.
Well, thank you for hosting us.
That was Dr. Jeffrey Sheedy. For more information on Dr. Sheedy and his team, visit woodlawnhospital.org/orthopedics. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and explore our podcast library for more engaging topics. This is Woodlawn Health Doc Talk. Thanks for listening.